You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. While the government is considering more free trade agreements that address tariff walls, the post-pandemic proliferation of non-tariff barriers are threatening to undo the trade liberalization plans. NTBs have come in the form of quotas, embargoes, or technical regulations, standards and conformity assessment procedures that are used to ensure safety, quality and performance of goods. The key Indian exports that routinely face high NTBs are chilies, tea, basmati rice, milk, poultry, bovine meat, fish, chemical products to the EU, sesame seed, shrimps, medicines, apparels to Japan, food, meat, fish, dairy and industrial products to China. In the US, fruits and shrimps exports face barriers, while in South Korea, bovine meat, ceramic tiles to Egypt, chili to Mexico, medicines to Argentina, microbiological reagents to Saudi Arabia, electrical, medical devices, and household appliances to Brazil. According to an assessment, 80% of India's trade is subject to some or the other non-tariff barrier. Moving on, with close to 200 meetings already held across 57 Indian cities, meetings under G20 Indian presidency saw the widest geographical expanse ever, something no other country has achieved before. India's G20 Sherpa Amitabh Khan said, "We have been able to take our delegates to every state and union territory of India, boosting local economies in these places as well as offering delegates a true experience of India's diversity," Khan told FE. The leaders of G20 countries, which account for 85% of the world's GDP, including US President Joe Biden, Chinese President Xi Jinping, and Russian President Vladimir Putin, are expected to attend the G20 Leaders Summit next month in New Delhi. In another development, despite a slowing of pace caused by monsoon and landslides in hilly states, the government will achieve the 13,800-kilometer highway construction target for the current financial year, Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari said. In an exclusive interview with FE, the minister said while the National Highway Authority of India and other implementing agencies are now well capitalized, asset monetization would be resorted to as and when needed. The construction target for the current year is 33% higher than 10,331 kilometers achieved in 2022-23. In the April-June quarter of the financial year, 2250 kilometers of highways were built with an investment of ₹99,273 crore. By the end of this financial year, the general election process would start, which would impact the pace of award of new projects. Keeping this in mind, the ministry has aimed to spend 91% of its ₹2.58 trillion capital expenditure outlay by December end. In a separate development, it's been a dull earnings season for India Inc. with a smaller increase in costs and a jump in other income, saving the day. The top-line growth has been muted, indicating weak demand and the inability of companies to hike prices beyond a point. Despite expenses having been reined in, operating profit margins have seen only a modest expansion. While input costs are down at 13.4% year-on-year, employee costs have risen by the slowest in at least four quarters. The top-line growth for a sample of 2,589 companies grew just 2.6% year-on-year, a sign of firms' inability to push through volumes or price hikes or both. To try and protect their margins, companies have worked to rein in expenses. The softening commodity prices have helped lower costs. The ratio of raw materials to sales has dropped a sharp 246 basis points year-on-year. Consequently, net profits are up 7.5% year-on-year. Now, a news related to PMJDY, the no-frills Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana bank accounts, with an accumulated ₹2.03 trillion cash balance, continues to rise steadily 9 years after its launch. As many as 35.9 million new PMJDY accounts were opened in FY23 compared with 28.6 million in FY22 and 38.7 million in FY21. With nearly 10 million new accounts opened in the first 4 months of FY24, the cumulative PMJDY accounts stood at 496.3 million by end July. In terms of cash deposits, however, the incremental deposits were just around ₹4,000 crore so far in the current fiscal, taking the total to ₹2.03 trillion as on August 2, 2023, from ₹1.99 trillion on March 31, 2023. In FY23, fresh accretion in PMJDY accounts was a record ₹50,000 crore. In another development, the operating expenses of banks have risen sharply in recent years as they have spent big on new hires and technology. In 2022-23 April-March, Operating expenses of private banks rose nearly 26% year-on-year YOY, and staff costs rose nearly 21% year-on-year. On the other hand, total income rose nearly 21% year-on-year, data compiled by FE showed. Lastly, the benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are expected to open marginally lower on August 16, as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a negative start for the broader index with a loss of 101 points. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.